USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The House Rules Committee is advancing the debt ceiling to the floor, which clears a major hurdle as it continues to face opposition from both Democrats and Republicans. Office of Management and Budget Director Shalonda Young says it just needs to get done.
We strongly urge both chambers to pass the bill and send it to the president's desk.
Republican Texas Representative Chip Roy says the bill does not go far enough to cut spending.
Be very clear. Not one Republican should vote for this deal. It is a bad deal.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia. The Carter Center made the announcement saying she continues to live happily at home with her husband, enjoying spring and planes and visiting with loved ones. Former President Jimmy Carter entered hospice care earlier this year. The decision came after he suffered a series of hospitalizations. Jimmy Carter is the longest-lived former president in U.S. history at 98 years of age. Rosalynn is 95. North Korea's attempt to launch the country's first spy satellite ended in failure. The state-run Korean Central News Agency says the vehicle crashed into the West Sea. It happened this morning, local time. South Korea's military first reported the launch as a space projectile, triggering emergency and evacuation alerts in Seoul and Japan. A convicted killer and former follower of Charles Manson is getting approved for parole in California.
Leslie Van Houten had been up for parole before, but California Governor Gavin Newsom prevented her from being freed from prison. Now a California State Appeals Court overturned the governor's veto and reinstated Van Houten's parole. The decision does not automatically mean she'll get out, however. The state could appeal to the California Supreme Court. Van Houten helped murder a Los Angeles couple in their home more than 50 years ago. I'm John Schaefer.
It is soft and a little chewy, but more like a cake than a cookie. Today is National Macaroon Day. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
China's ruling Communist Party has warned of the risk posed by advances in artificial intelligence and calling for national security measures. A meeting headed by party leader and President Xi Jinping urged dedicated efforts to safeguard political security and improve the security governance of internet data and artificial intelligence. End quote. The warning from Beijing followed a warning Tuesday by tech leaders in the USA, including high-level executives at Microsoft and Google, about the perils that artificial intelligence poses to the human race. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is preparing to launch his presidential campaign.
That's the word from multiple reports that says allies of Christie have created a super political action committee to support him during primary season. The New York Times reports Christie could make a run for the White House official in the next 2 weeks. Christie would join a growing GOP field that includes former President Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, and former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley. I'm Skip Kelly.
Two people have been arrested and at least three others were being sought in a Memorial Day mass shooting on Hollywood Beach Boardwalk. That's in Florida. That left nine people, including several children, hospitalized. Hollywood police said all the victims were taken to local hospitals. Three adults had been treated and released from the hospital, while other victims were in stable condition. Their identities were not released. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved. If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable. Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe. Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.